The Future Lifestyle Pro Podcast. I hope you're all right. Hope you're well. Hope life is treating you well and not getting you too down. Whenever I speak to anyone who's young, especially a young musician, and I'm talking young like, I don't know, between 15 and 20, let's just say, I wish somebody would have given me this advice. I wish somebody would have made me understand the magnitude of this advice. And it doesn't sound particularly powerful, but it really is. It really, really is. And it's this. Nobody really gives a fuck about you. So come back out of your own ass. Nobody really gives a fuck about you. Okay? So do that thing. Do the thing. Don't care what anyone else thinks. Don't care what anyone else says. Nobody gives a fuck about you, really. They only really care about themselves. To them, you are just another person. You're just another tiny little bit part, eeny weeny person in their world, in their sphere of experience. They don't really give one single fuck about you. But you think everyone is thinking about you all the time. And I've got some good news for you. They're not. So speak up in a meeting. When there's a meeting and you've got something on tip of your tongue but you just don't want to say it because you think people might think you're silly, say it. Do that thing you've been planning on doing but you daredn't. Share your opinion. In a group of people in real life, it's easy to share an opinion on social media. I'm not talking about social media. I'm talking about real life. Share your opinion. Speak up. Sing that song. Sing the song. Because nobody fucking cares about you, really. They just want entertaining. Start that business. Start that business. They want what you have to offer. But they want it. They're not thinking about you and how it makes you look. They're thinking about what you can do for them. And that's all anyone ever thinks. Think about it. What's the best? What if you do the thing, whatever that thing is, like I say, singing a song, saying that thing that you've always wanted to say but didn't say it, or whatever it is, what is the best that could happen? Ask yourself. Only you know the answer to that. And then you need to ask yourself after that, what is the worst that could happen if you do it? Most of the time, nothing. Like, if I fuck this up now, I fuck this up all the time doing this live, doing these podcasts. Nothing happens. Nobody cares. Nobody cares. And it's good news for you, and it's good news for me that nobody really cares because they're too busy in their own little world, thinking about themselves and what other people can do for them. And some people go, well, it's easy for you to say because you're a very confident kind of person and, you know, it's all right when you've been doing stuff like this for a long time. And honestly, I get that. I get what you're saying. But if you're an introverted character, you can still act with confidence as an introvert. You can still be a confident introvert. You're, in fact, if anything, if you're a quiet and introverted person, but you still have the balls to say and do the thing, people pay attention even more. And people give you even more respect than people who are extroverted like me. Trust me, I know this because I experienced this in my own life. There's a saying, for things to change, you have to change. You can't wait for other things to change. You have to change. If we're waiting for things to change, we'll be waiting forever. And that level of discomfort that you feel by doing the thing, whatever that thing that gets you out of your comfort zone is, you'll normalize, because the more you do it, the more it'll just become your normal life, and it won't feel uncomfortable anymore. And then you'll have a new level of discomfort, and that then congratulations, you've leveled up. Awesome, well done. And if you lose a friends that are mocking you, if your friends are mocking you, I can guarantee you, the ones who are mocking you, if you're worried about what your friends think, they're the losers. Your winner friends, I can guarantee, the winner friends that you've got, the good ones, they will be clapping and supporting for you. The loser friends will mock. The loser friends will feel uncomfortable that you've leveled up. And at the end of the day, they'll all get used to it because, honest to God, they're really not thinking about you that much at all anyway. So get out your own arsehole, because nobody really thinks about you that much. I'm sorry to tell you, but it's good news. They're just too busy thinking about themselves. And if you have got friends who will sit there bitching about you when you're not there, throwing dirt on your name, even though they're all nice to your face, if you've got some friends that are bitching, ditch them. That's why I say, hashtag that one. Just, you need to ditch your bitchy friends. Honestly, it's so liberating. Just do it. Just do it for yourself, for your own sake. But you can't afford to live your life below its full potential. If you're my age, if you're my age, I'm 39, right? I've probably got, if I live to the average life expectancy, I intend to live to 120, but by the way. But let's just say I live to the average life expectancy. I've got about 2,000 weeks left of my entire life. So if you're my age, around 40, you've got around 2,000 weeks left before you're dead. And that's if you even make it that far. So you haven't really got the time to be minimizing your own life based upon what other people think about you. But the good news is you can do the thing. You can say your piece. You can start that business. You can sing that song. You can do all those things because nobody really gives a fuck about you. They're just thinking about themselves and what you can give them. So give them what they want and stop being a fucking baby. Anyway, enjoy the rest of your night, guys. I love you. See you later on. Bye. The Future Lifestyle Pro Podcast. Health and wealth. Fitness. Education. Elevation.